Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. This is a car rental advertisement you would find in a phone book if you looked under car rental in the yellow pages. The two largest American car rental companies, Hertz and Avis, have offices all over the U.S. with counters at most airports and in many international cities. Other national car rental companies you can find at airports, such as Thrifty, National, Budget, or Dollar, have offices in other countries too. So, you may want to reserve a car through your travel agent in your own country. In order to rent a car, you have to have a major credit card, such as MasterCard or Visa, or a credit card with the company itself. Without a credit card, you may have to pay a very high deposit on the car. It is also possible to rent used cars rather than new ones. Rent a junker and ugly duckling, which have offices in 40 states, are two of the many used car rental companies. Their rates are often lower, and they don't always demand a credit card. Sometimes they have special offers that make the total cost of renting a car even lower.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Number 26. What are the names of the two largest American car rental companies?
Number 27. What can help you pay a low deposit on the car you rent?
Number 28. Why do people sometimes rent a used car instead of a new one?
Passage 2. The first English dictionary was published in 1604. The dictionary was actually nothing more than a list of about 3,000 difficult words, each followed by a one-word definition. The author, Robert Tawdry, made no attempt to include everyday words in his dictionary. No one, he reasoned, would ever have to look up a word in a dictionary if he already knew the meaning of the word. During the 1600s, more dictionaries were published. Each followed Tawdry's lead and presented a few thousand hard words. Around 1700, one dictionary maker, John Kesley, did define easy words as well as hard ones. But until the 1750s, all dictionaries were rather crude and not very valuable. A man named Dr. Samuel Johnson changed all this. In 1755, Dr. Johnson produced the first modern dictionary. He included in his dictionary all important words, both easy and hard, and he gave good meanings. He also gave good sentences to show how each word was actually used in speech and in writing. By the end of the 1700s, most dictionary makers had followed Johnson's lead. Dictionaries were getting better and better. The 1800s saw the greatest improvement in the quality of dictionaries. In England, Scholars planned and prepared the Oxford English Dictionary, a 20-volume work. One of the most interesting features of the Oxford English Dictionary is its word histories. It traces the history of each word from its earliest recorded use up to the time of the printing of the dictionary.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Number 29. What best describes the first English dictionary?
Number 30. Who produced the first modern dictionary?
Number 31. What was the most interesting feature of the Oxford English Dictionary?
Passage 3. Columbus sailed from Spain in September 1492, looking for gold. Native Americans greeted him, offering gifts of corn. Columbus found little gold on that trip, but he collected many plants, including corn, to bring back to Spain. Columbus didn't know it, but the corn was more valuable than gold. Farmers from Europe to Asia accepted it immediately. They grew it on cold mountainsides and in tropical forests. Today, it feeds millions of people all over the world. On his second trip, Columbus brought back a few chocolate beans to make chocolate. Europeans and Asians loved this new drink, and soon they were paying a great deal of money for the beans. Chocolate beans became so valuable in Central America that they were used as cash for 200 years. Tomatoes and potatoes took some time to become popular. Eventually, however, they became the basis of a lot of popular foods. It is hard to imagine life without fried potatoes or chocolate. Thanks to Native American cultures, many people are able to enjoy lots of tasty food.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Number 32. What did Columbus sail for?
Number 33. Which of the following is not brought from America?
Number 34. Why is corn feeding millions of people today?
Number 35. What did Columbus bring back on his second trip?